Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. What a joy it is for us to be alive, alert, and active. I'm Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, pastor of New Bethlehem Baptist Church in Bessemer, Alabama. What a joy it is for me to share with you what God has shared with me concerning the events that will take place here at the New Bethlehem Baptist Church beginning in the month of August. August the 2nd will kick our month off with an awesome worship service that will take place in the church's parking lot at 8:30 a.m. Now, please remember, the church service, worship service, will take place at 8:30 a.m. August the 2nd. We will come park, we will come pray, we will come praising the Lord, and we will come to hear the Word of God preached. I'm excited about it because also during that time, we will give ourselves to the ordinance of Holy Communion. Jesus Christ and the Word of God commanded us to come and fellowship together and do this, take up the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Him. Certainly, as a Bible believer, as a person of faith, as a blood-bought child of God, I want to come and remember with you. Let us come and remember together the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross for us. He died in our place for our good. Also in the month of August, we will have awesome presentations given by members of the church. We have entitled it Fruitful Talk from the Pew. Fruitful Talk from the Pew comes from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 for the next 9 months, including August. So I'm thinking it's August to April. For the next 9 months, we will hear insightful teaching from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Every month will feature a facet of the fruit of the Spirit. For the month of August, we have the foundational aspect of the fruit, love. L-O-V-E, love. And we have members who will teach, who will pour their heart out to us. We will hear from them. We will hear them speak. They will speak to encourage us, to convince us, to motivate us to love each other, to love God with our whole heart. I'm excited about that. Fruitful Talk from the Pew. Remember, every Thursday, you will see on our church's web page, our church's Facebook page, Fruitful Talk from the Pew. Members are excited. I'm excited. And let us get excited together to hear God speak through members of the church. Also in the month of August, August the 23rd, we will have in-person service. That's the date that the Lord has given me, and that's the date that we have prayed about and God has confirmed for us to come back together. Listen, due to the orders that have been handed down from the powers that be, from governmental officials and from CDC and healthcare professionals, we're limited in space. We're coming back, but we are limited in space. We will only have a seating capacity of 260 people in the service. Therefore, we will have two services. We will have an 8 o'clock service, 8 a.m. service, and a 10:30 a.m. service. We want you to take part in the service, but to take part in the service, due to the limited space, we have a registration form that needs to be filled out by you so that we'll know you're coming and your space will be reserved for you. To get that registration form, go to nbbc.info, nbbc.info, and there's a registration form there, and we want you to fill out that form. Now, you have to do it individually. You can't register as a family, so it's an individual registration. So if there are five members in your family and five members of your family plans to take part in the worship experience, please fill out a form for each one. It's an individual registration form. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing, even in the midst of this pandemic. Hard times and pressurized moments and periods don't cancel out our assignment unto God. So please register for those services. Listen, to prepare our hearts to come back together, God has given us 14 days of consecration, which will begin on August the 9th. August the 9th, we will be set aside as a family, set aside as a people of God. We'll give ourselves more intensely to praying and reading His Word so that we will be prepared to come back together for worship. Our reading assignment will come from 1st and 2nd Timothy. 1st and 2nd Timothy. So for the 14 days, we will take bits of 1st and 2nd Timothy and read. And by the time we finish our consecration period, we would have read through the epistles of Paul to his son in the ministry, 1st and 2nd Timothy. Listen, pray much, pray hard. Keep looking unto the hills from whence come your help. Be encouraged even in this, knowing that this too shall pass. Be blessed. Look to see you on August the 2nd. Look for your participation with the Fruitful Talk from the Pew, and look to see you August the 23rd right here in the New Bethlehem Baptist Church. God bless you. May God keep you.